This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Hour 2, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I was just saying, just pay attention to every facet to what the mainstream media highlights. There's some sort of profit going back into them and those that they work for. And what am I talking about? Well, they're promoting what God condemns. Do you know that if you wanted to, I can even go back to Prohibition back into 1933. You couldn't even drink in this country. You had to go across the southern border. Friends, did you know that gambling was illegal in this country? See what happens when you forsake God's law? You then begin to reap the consequences, and it's ill. See, we can never stand before the Lord and say, you didn't tell us, by them thy servant is warned, 1911 of Psalm. What happens when you just go ahead and say, well, let's go ahead and gamble? I mean, look at the suicide around gambling. Look at how people lose their homes, they destroy their marriages. I mean, it's craziness. It really, truly is. Do I need to even say anything about alcohol, speaking of the prohibition? But when we say no to the Lord, 1 Corinthians 6:9, when it comes to being a drunkard, or if we want to covet, when he told us not to gamble, and we go and do it anyways, this is what happens. And this is the point I want to make. We see the fruit of it. One of the questions I want you to think, I want to get you thinking outside of the box. Why is the government, why is the mainstream media, in this fascist state in which we now live, and it can all stop when the people become the law again, who profits from these lotteries? Who profits? Why do they keep promoting these lotteries? And again, remember, God said, thou shalt not covet. Who profits from them? We do a whole show on this, by the way. Just during the break, I just wanted to see what would be the payout on the $1 billion that this current lotto is at right now. Do you know that the federal government alone gets 24%? At the end of the day, it's a 37 to 40% payout. So who profits more than the government does from violating God's moral law? At least temporarily. See, sin always charges you literally more than you want to pay. And it definitely keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay. And here's my point. When the Lord says don't do it, it's always for our good. They're warning signals. Like for example, you go out on a lake in the state of Minnesota. Out in, let's say, November, when things start to freeze over. And you see a sign that says, thin ice, danger, danger, thin ice. What do people do? They want to go ahead and test their steel. Their rebellious nature comes in. When the commandment comes, sin revives. Romans 7, what happens? They end up walking out under the thin ice. They crash through. And if they live, they endanger everybody else that goes out to try to save their lives. And nobody pays attention to the fact that the dude was told and warned not to do it in the first place. But he does it. Folks, by them thy servant is warned. But when the Lord says no, there's a reason for it. I was absolutely humored, and I've been listening to this during the breaks, where they're highlighting these Powerball jackpots. Remember who profits from them. It's the government profiting from them. So you see the government tearing down or attempting to tear down God's law. But remember, in the spirit, the law is always at work. It's perpetual. And the Lord's going to make sure that every thought, every deed that we do is going to be brought into judgment. And we're going to see the fruit of our obedience and our disobedience here on this earth as well. That is before we go to judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, Hebrews 9:27, and I'm also thinking of Revelation 21, verse starting in 8. Gosh, folks, always pay attention to what's behind it. I wanted to say something to David from San Francisco during the end of the last segment because I was getting a little confused concerning, okay, are you talking about pollution is the problem or this climate change? Folks, don't go there, okay? Psalm 119, verse 90. And I'm talking about the climate change nonsense. Now, I'm not talking about, if David's talking about the pollution is a part of the problem that they're having with their climate, I get that one. I totally understand that. But if we're going to talk about climate change within itself, not going there. Because the bottom line is, just like Scripture tells us in the book of Psalm 119, verse 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth and it abideth. Is the earth still abiding? Yeah, we don't need a lunatic like an Al Gore who's been making billions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that are supporting him in hopes of convincing you that we need to pay more taxes now to basically stop all of this climate change that's taking place. Baloney. What did we do for 5,000 to 6,000 years before these geniuses came up on the scene? That's all I'm saying. And I want to make clear, that's all I'm saying. Wanted to highlight, you know what, I'm just going to get over to this because it's pretty crazy what's happening in America. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact, I want to highlight, again, going back to the fact that Pritzker, this tyrant, and he is a tyrant, don't get me wrong, I'm not just throwing words out there, but I do want you to understand that he is, in fact, trying to empower illegals to arrest Americans, to police the streets of this country. Now, I want you to check this out. And I'm going to play the report for you. We've made known this information in previous weeks and months, but I've already brought forth the information, friends, that you've already got 35 jihadi camps in America. You've seen the two reports from CNN in 2009. Great report, by the way. They actually told the truth that time. And the same thing with Sean Hannity and Fox News back in 2009. This is all confirmed. And again, this was in 2009 that what came to the light was the 35 jihadi camps that are on American soil. Now, if you know anything about history, dictators always use foreign mercenaries. Now, I know, go ahead and say what you're going to say. I'm the one laughing at you. You go ahead and laugh at me. If you know anything about history, that's what dictators do. They create domestic insurrection. They use foreign mercenaries to take down their political opposition. Is that what you're seeing through a soft tyranny right now, if you want to call it that, through the mainstream media considering January 6th? It's exactly what you're saying. Do you see your said representatives trying to disarm you while at the same time the borders are wide open? By the way, the walls have never been built that Donald Trump promised that he would build. They're still down. Not one square inch of wall has ever been built. And don't forget about the northern borders neither. But isn't it kind of odd that your said representatives are handing out license to illegals? They're drawing them in on welfare. They want to make them police. Well, why, friends? 35 jihadi camps, arming agencies against the people. Anything thrown up a flag yet? We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth, and we move to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. All our friends in Minnesota, we got a couple dates here in Minnesota. We do not spend a lot of time here. So if you'd like to come out and see us, we got a couple on our schedule. Go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and you will find our schedule, Bradley's schedule there, and hopefully we'll see you soon, okay? With that said, we got five radio stations broadcasting us in Minnesota. So hopefully we can get some of you people into the a different county in your state and just kind of equip you rather than you just listening to us. You can actually come out and partake with us. Amen. The anointing is different there. Isaiah 10:27. It really truly is. It's very powerful, as a matter of fact. I was just highlighting the fact Americans could soon be arrested by illegal immigrants. Now, this is coming directly from American Military News. Okay. If you're on social media platforms, you can see this tyrant right here, Pittsburgh, Pritzker. Sometimes, folks, you know, things go into my head where I just want to say, oh, my goodness. I mean, what a reproach. How many of these governors from the state of Illinois have to go to prison before you figure out you're being dominated by the corrupt? I mean, we've known this for decades. Remember Daley? Back in the 60s and 50s and the 60s, it's mob-controlled. We even knew that under Obama. Anyways. So Americans soon could be arrested by illegal immigrants. I didn't say that. American Military News did. American citizens could soon be arrested by non-U.S. citizens in Illinois. According to Governor J.B. Pritzker, signed into a law, it is not law. Hey, friends, here's the law. This is tyranny. This is treason. And when you look at Article 3, Section 3, this is the definition of treason. And what do the American people do? They sit back and they see that, well, Pritzker just signed into a law. It is not law. It is not law to bring in foreigners and then empower them to deal with your political opposition. That is treason. That is the definition of treason, Americans. And so is the walls being down. So are the mayors and the governors that are alluring them through your welfare dollars. That is the definition of treason. This is how ignorant the American people are. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4:6. Why? Because they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Jeremiah 5:21. I want to play this video for you, audio for you, and I want you to listen to the severity and reality of what is coming your way, Americans. Because this is not a game. It's not a joke. This is coming to your front door, Amos 6:3, friends. And Americans, you're inviting this to your front door by doing nothing. And it's your said representatives that are playing the Judas on you by tolerating this. If they're not standing against it by magnifying the law and condemning the wicked, they're guilty of it. Period.
Are currently more than 30,000 DACA recipients living and working in Illinois.
30,000 DACA recipients living in Illinois.
And according to the Department of Defense, more than 148,000 immigrants have served and earned citizenship through the military.
Warning, this is definitely going to tick some of you guys off.
There is controversy this morning in Illinois after a newly signed law will now let non-U.S. citizens become police officers.
Governor J.B. Pritzker signed that bill that takes effect come January. Critics are calling this un-American, saying that it could lead to foreign nationals arresting Americans, and they have a problem with that. But the governor insists it is safe.
Now, you guys remember...
But guys, the criminal said it's okay. Just trust me. Hey, just forget about all the crimes that are being committed against the innocent in America by illegals. I said illegals, not undocumented. They're not undocumented. They're here illegally. And if they're here illegally, look at state statute, friends. The governor and the mayors are responsible for alluring them in. If illegals commit crimes, it's those that allured them in that are responsible for the crimes of the illegals. But this isn't just like one or two illegals being allured in. This is thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of illegals coming in America because they're being allured in while the American people sit back and allow it.
All these people that are coming across the border illegally, but are they really illegal? What's it going to be called when it's all said and done? What if on a federal level, they're legal? If that's the case, you guys, as Americans, could possibly be arrested by these illegal aliens coming across the border right now. All these illegal aliens and non-citizens becoming police officers now. It's happening. More information, you guys.
Okay, so folks, you're getting the gist of it. I got more to show you here. I want you to listen to Mr. Pritzker try to, you know, divert responsibility concerning what is going on with all of what's taking place by him alluring through treasonous acts against the American people, namely his constituents in the state of Illinois, as to what he's advocating for. He wants to empower mercenaries. That's exactly what it is. They can call them whatever they want to call them. Let me remind you, friends, George Soros said the great obstacle to the global order is America. America, you're just too easy. You're just too easy, Americans. You truly are.
And to fire for House Bill 3751, which passed
Listen
both
carefully.
Chambers of the General Assembly earlier this year.
It passed both chambers. You can't make it up.
But are legally authorized to work in the U.S. under federal law.
Under federal law. I didn't. Did federal law? Did somewhere? Did something get inserted into the Constitution that now tells us the federal law? Which is, by the way, the federal government is the tail now wagging the states, the dog, because we have the 10th Amendment that bars the federal government, and furthermore, federal government's a creation of the states, not the other way around. So how is it that federal law, when we hear federal law, it just takes precedent over state law? That comes from the ignorance of the people once again.
Jobs with police departments. That's sparking a heated debate and immediate backlash from Republican critics.
So, you know, there's...
Just Republican critics, friends. Just the Republicans. Now, keep in mind, the said Republicans are put in place to sit back and do nothing but highlight what you call the left, which does not exist. Okay, that's their job today. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Their job is just to tell you now what they're putting up with. You never hear the said good guys, the Republicans, ever calling forth the articles of impeachment or the prosecution of those that are advocating for such bills as what they're trying to pass in the state of Illinois. Why? Because they're a part of the same plan. Period. Two wings to the same bird, friends.
These loopholes you have to consider. A lot of times, these guys are paving the way to opening up the doors to a much bigger issue.
Of course.
Like I said, illegal aliens coming across in groves. But will they be illegal? All it takes is a little bit of legislation, and then poof, everybody's legal, or some sort of legal, illegal to where they could become a police officer. Let's hear what both sides have to say about this.
Listen to this.
The idea of Illinois opening up its police force to non-citizens is not sitting well with some Republican critics, like Illinois.
Okay, should we consider, first of all, yes, I am the radio show host here, so I can commentate. That's what I do here, right? Should we not first consider that they came into America illegally? And you think that now when they get into Illinois or whatever other state they're being allured to illegally by their treasonous governors, do you think that they're going to behave themselves? Do you think that they're going to act according to law now that they're employed by the United States of America? No, if they broke the law coming over here, they're going to continuously break the law. And they're going to be empowered by tyrants in office to do so and taking down their political opposition. Look to history. Do you remember King Charles? Do you guys all remember an Oliver Cromwell back in the 1600s? Do you remember Oliver Cromwell was kind of a modern-day Gideon, Judges 6? And do you also remember that he was the military head, and what he noticed is that the king, King Charles, who the people believed was inherent by God. By the way, if you look in Scripture, God did not appoint the kings. The people asked for a king, and the curse came with it. Okay? 1 Samuel 8. Read it when you get a moment. But what I want you to pay attention to is King Charles would no longer take heed to what? Parliament. The voice of the people. Congress here in America. And because the people wouldn't put up with the tyrannical acts of King Charles any further, because the king was not taking heed to Parliament, their voice, what did the king do? He went to foreign countries and hired mercenaries to attack his own people. Praise God, there was an Oliver Cromwell there. What did he do? He actually took things in hand. He's the guy that said, no king but Christ. And what did he do? He had that particular king beheaded. Why? For the good of the people, because he's seen it for what it was. It was an act of treason, and his subordinates actually brought it to the light that King Charles was guilty of treason. What did they do? Did they let things go, or did they deal with the tyrants lawfully? I'm talking about lawfully. Let me say it again. I'm talking about lawfully. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump says his recent legal troubles are giving him an edge in the 2024 election.
Every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment.
Speaking at a Republican Party dinner in Alabama, Trump said the tactics used against him are not fair and probably not legal. Ukrainian drones targeted a Russian tanker near Crimea in the Black Sea. That's been confirmed by Russian officials and social media footage. The strike followed an earlier attack on a major Russian port by Ukraine on the same day. The growing naval strength of Kyiv has made the Black Sea a more crucial war zone. There appears to be no end in sight to the Hollywood writers' strike. The Writers Guild Friday met with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers to discuss resuming contract negotiations. No agreement was reached. John Schaefer, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about tyranny and how King Charles kept usurping his authority, and when he kept shutting down Parliament during the time of Oliver Cromwell, who was a military head, a modern-day Gideon. He's the guy that was responsible for saying Christ is king and not man. And what he did is he seen what the king was doing, so what he did is he started pulling back the drapes concerning what the king was doing and why he was so emboldened to continuously assail his people, only to find out that King Charles was committing the act of treason against his own people because he wanted to hire mercenaries to basically kill off his political opposition. That is the history of dictatorships. If you think that's something that would never happen here in America, you better wake up, because it's in play right now in front of your faces. And Pritzker's one of those guys that's doing the act. I am one, and I have to say this because there's a lot of stupid people out there and people that are trying to put words into my mouth, and I want you to understand from my heart what I'm talking about. I am for reformation. I am for enforcing the law, which is the purpose of government, against the wicked. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. I love the institution of government. I am tired of watching these people that call themselves governors and mayors and city officials, so on and so forth, do the opposite of what has ever been delegated to them by the people. And when they do that, it shows you that they're not working for the people, but they're working for somebody that is foreign, special interest groups, corporations, whatever the case might be, that which is foreign to the U.S. Constitution. That makes it a crime right there. But when you start seeing Pritzker talking about bringing illegals by renaming them, he's playing semantics. He's saying, let's just call them undocumented instead of illegals. And most people will take it that way because they don't know the difference. And what happens is he wants to empower them to be police officers in the state of Illinois to do what? to take care of his political opposition, because at the end of the day, it's exactly what it is all about. This is also the same tyrants in Illinois that wanted to disarm the people in his state of certain weapons. See, they don't want certain weapons in your hands, friends, because they don't want you defending yourselves. That's the problem they're having. And there's 393.3 million weapons in the hands of 325.9 million people in this country. So there's a real problem there. This gives you the explanation as to why they're using these unconstitutional federal agencies like that of the IRS, and the list goes on, 87 other federal agencies, all unconstitutional. But it makes sense as to why the federal government is taking your money and then arming those unconstitutional agencies. Is it not? Well, there is remedies. When you look at the Declaration of Independence, what do you see? It can always revert right back to your founding forefathers. What did they do? They said, we're not going to be ruled by tyrants. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Period. Romans 12:20. Read it. Which precedes Romans 13. I'm not going there. But three-quarters of that documentation is what our forefathers wouldn't put up with. They showed you to a candid world, they said, the crimes of the king in England that they would not no longer tolerate. And they threw him off. Read your founding documents, friends. I didn't mean to go here, but I am going to go here. Because I thought of our forefathers immediately. John Adams, the second president, said, the right of a nation to lawfully deal with a tyrant in cases of necessity. He's talking about hanging tyrants. He said the right of a nation to publicly hang a tyrant in cases of necessity can no more be doubted than to listen carefully. It shows you what our forefathers didn't put up with. Hey, listen, for the people in the colonies in the United States of the New America, It's the right of a nation to hang a tyrant, and in cases of necessity can no more be doubted than to hang a robber. They used to hang robbers or to kill a flea, but killing one tyrant only makes way for worse unless the people have enough sense and spirit and honesty enough to establish and support a constitution guarded at all points against the tyranny of the one, the few, and the many. What he's saying here, friends, is listen, if the people were to stand up and do that, they better put the safeguards in place and have an understanding of the Constitution so it doesn't happen again. And how does that happen? You teach them the fear of God. You show your said representatives, regardless in what capacity in government, that you are not going to put up with their crime. You teach them the fear of God. How do you teach men the fear of God? Proverbs 16:6. Show them the consequence. Show them the consequence of the crime. Gosh, I have a perfect analogy, but I don't want to get away from our topic today. You show them the consequence. The American people aren't showing corruption the consequences. They're giving them a free pass. They're giving them a green light. I was just talking to somebody yesterday. One guy from California. He's a good friend of mine. Super cool guy. He is one that's in the fight as well. And he had said to me that he had a friend that went to January 6th. And he said, basically, in a nutshell, that luckless soul ended up at the Capitol. He was allured by Trump. They were led to the Capitol. They were then encompassed by paid provocateurs, including the D.C. police. And then they were accused of the crimes of the provocateurs. When I was doing a little bio research on what took place with him, the first thing he said is he said they're trying to silence the American people. Just because he was at January 6th, they hung over him 3 years of prison time just for being there. Apparently, your federal government doesn't understand what the First Amendment has to say. And because of it, 950 people have been arrested that were there. By the way, they used their phones to track them. Don't you ever think for one moment your phones are not being tracked? Your social media platforms are not being tracked? Do everything in the light and show them you're not going to stand down. But the point is he was there. They hung 3 years over his head. They wanted some sort of legal plea bargain where he came forward and admitted guilt that he wasn't guilty of. And they said you'd probably get 0 to 30 days. I want you to think about this. They wanted some sort of legal affirmation, they called it, federal government, that he was guilty of a crime by being there that day. And because he didn't take the government's plea bargain, they gave him 3 years in prison. Do you also remember, friends, concerning January 6th, just for the record, do you also remember that not just up until recently did film come out exposing the truth of January 6th? So in other words, the federal government was prosecuting 350 of the 950 that have been accused of crimes that they could not prove. What's the message? The message from federal government, this is if you take your counsel from your fears, is this. If you dare stand up against us, we're going to accuse you of crimes that we're guilty of. And yet, regardless of the facts are out there, we already know that the American people are going to stand down, so we're going to take those innocent people that were there on January 6th, and we're going to throw them in prison for 3 years, because they won't admit the lies that we're telling to the American people. Do you understand what January 6th is all about now? This kid came out and said they're trying to censor free speech. Of course they are. They've been doing this, that to this ministry for a long time, and I highly suspect it's going on our new social media platforms as well. Hey, folks, case in point, have you ever taken the time to just go down a social media platform? Isn't it interesting what YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, by the way, which is still censoring under the Satanist Elon Musk that is being sold to you as a hero? He's a Satanist. He's a globalist. He's the guy that wants to put a chip in the back of everybody's brain so they can be tracked. Again, that's not what the media is telling you. Do some due diligence. It's easy to find. Going back to the point, if you notice on social media platforms, you can promote anything. Satanism, sacrifice, pedophilia, sodomy, anything that's subversive to American government, women with barely any clothes on, if any at all. Oh, it just slipped by. YouTube gives it a pass. Facebook gives it a pass. Twitter gives it a pass. Isn't that amazing how everything is accepted? By the way, if you know law, 99% of what I'm talking about right now, our laws condemn. That's the definition of being subversive to American government. There's a difference, Americans, between freedom and licentiousness. You're not, hey folks, if you think it's freedom is found in the confines of sinning before God, you are sadly mistaken. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Freedom is only found in Christ. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty in Him. There's a huge difference. We've been set free to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That goes with freedom of speech as well. But what really got me today, speaking of censorship, is when I look down and I notice all this filthy, subversive garbage coming through the platforms like that of YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and these other. Hey, Vimeo's another one. They're a part of the problem. And so are the networks, as you all well know. Our laws condemn a good portion of what they're advertising for. But you better not talk about the Word of God. You better not talk about constitutional law. And you better not expose the tyrants for what they're doing. Because if you do, we're going to silence you. So what do? Well, you just go out and get a couple billboards like we did. That's what we do. Because we're not going to sit down and allow this to go on. We're going to come back to the main topic right after this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out our schedule. We got a couple dates coming up in Minnesota. Then we got the state fair for 12 days. Then we're in Arizona. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, folks, I told you, listen, the more they censor us, the more we just go out and we get billboards. Here's a brand new one going up. The three purposes of government. Right on the highway. To restrain sin, transgressing God's law, 1 John 3:4. Enforcing God's standard of right and wrong, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. To maintain order. That is the only three purposes of government. Not to tear down the laws of the Constitution, but to magnify the laws of the Constitution. Premised on common law. Don't you dare stand down in the face of what's going on here. That's the legacy you're going to leave. There's too many people doing it, friends. There's way too many people doing it. Let's get back to this because I need to cover this before the end of the show. We've been talking about Pritzker. Matter of fact, here, let me just show you something really quick. And I want you to see this so it can't be said that I said it. We always show you the fact of the matter. We always let it out of the horse's mouth for himself. And Illinois governor's prison. Yeah, we had, here we go. So we got, here, just look up, four of Illinois' past 10 governors went to prison. Okay, just wanted you to see this. This is what you're dealing with, Illinois. You're dealing with the same thing, Michigan. Minnesota's dealing with the same thing. California's dealing with the same thing. And here's the guy that they're dealing with right now. Okay. Pritzker, look at the arrogant, brazen, impudent look on this man's face. He thinks he's above the law and he's acting accordingly. I mean, we can already see he's lascivious, friends. That means carnal lust. I mean, the guy weighs probably 350 pounds over what he should weigh. That's a sin. That's not. I'm not mocking him. It's true. It's a sin. It's called obesity. This is the guy that's wanting illegals to come into America. They're playing semantics, and they want to empower illegal immigrants to basically deal with their political opposition. That's what history teaches us. Don't think otherwise. Because if you were to think otherwise, I'm here to stand here and tell you, you know nothing of history. Because that is exactly what history teaches us. Over and over and over again. And it's what they're doing today. Okay? Now, I want to get back to this because, again, there's some serious stuff going on. You already are aware of what's going on in where the illegals are coming over across the border. You're already finding that in Texas they have camps that are set up for the illegals, and they're all military-aged men. This is already happening. Listen, I have a friend that's a sheriff on the southern border, and he had told me one day, and I hope I'm free to say this, but he said, Bradley, the problem is getting worse, not better. Okay? No matter what they sell you through the mainstream media, things are getting worse, not better. Okay? And look who's facilitating these illegals, the ones that are luring them in, wanting to empower them to police the streets of America. Hey, folks, you've clearly been warned as to where this is going. Okay? You've clearly been warned. Let's get back to this.
The General Assembly earlier this year, it explicitly states individuals who are not citizens but are legally authorized to work in the U.S. under federal law will be allowed to apply for jobs with police departments. That's sparking a heated debate and immediate backlash from Republican critics.
So, you know, there's always loopholes you have to consider. A lot of times, these guys are paving the way to opening up the doors to a much bigger issue. Like I said, illegal aliens
exactly what it's about
in groves. But will they be illegal? All it takes is a little bit of legislation.
That's
and
not true what he's saying.
Everybody's
but
legal.
I get what
or
he's
some
thinking.
Sort of legal. Illegal to where they could become a police officer. Let's hear what both sides have to say about this.
The idea of
I want to say this. There isn't two sides to right and wrong. One's right and one's wrong. This is this political divide and conquer which erases and eradicates right and wrong from the minds of the people. That's just not true, okay? But listen to, I get what he's thinking, but it's not lawfully true.
Force to non-citizens is not sitting well with some Republican critics, like Illinois Congresswoman Mary Miller, who tweeted out in part, "No sane state would allow foreign nationals to arrest their citizens. This is madness."
You think?
And Colorado Representative Lauren Boebert, similarly angered by the legislation, tweeting, "We either address this border crisis or allow our country to descend further into a leftist dystopia."
And that's exactly how a lot of people are reading it on Twitter. Posts like this from, like, say, Colin Rugg, new Democrat Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker has signed legislation allowing illegal immigrants to become police officers, meaning American citizens could be cited and arrested by an illegal. The insane legislation states that an individual who is not a citizen, because that's what we've learned to do, right? Read between the lines these days. Try to figure out where things are really going. So another thing that we want to know is how the governor is approaching all this backlash.
The GOP claiming the bill opens the door for undocumented immigrants to join the ranks of law enforcement.
See the wordplay there, friends? That's offensive within itself. The mainstream media's useful idiots, undocumented. They're not undocumented. They're illegal. See, the reason they're trying to protect the illegals is because what they're trying to push is being done illegally. And this is what's happening.
Governor Pritzker firing back.
Listen carefully.
Only those individuals allowed to work legally in the country and legally possess firearms can apply. Adding, his opponents are
listen to what he says
in the bill.
I am tired of the right wing.
Okay, so friends, who's the right wing? Who's the extremists? I want to tell you the definition of an extremist or right wing to this guy, tyrant here, calling himself the governor in Illinois, is those that obey the law. I don't, here's the deal. I don't care what they say over here. I don't care what they say over here neither. I care what the law says, because if we obey that, we're going to remain a free people. But if not, we're going to get more of this rhetoric. And what is he doing? Just what a politician does. He sits there and he plays the victim and says, I'm tired of what they're doing. I'm tired. He may as well just say it. I'm tired of people going to the law and exposing me for my crimes. That's what he may as well say. Because that's what he's doing.
Things. Undocumented immigrants are not allowed to become police officers.
He just told you, undocumented. They're not undocumented. He just told on himself. They're illegals. But he's not calling them illegals. Just like he's not calling what he's doing a tyrannical act.
In the state of Illinois still. What we have allowed is legal permanent residents.
Look at, by the way, if you want to just go ahead and look at the back here, look at his sponsors. You should go through the airport today, friends. It's all pharmaceutical sponsors. That's who's dictating all of these tyrants. But anyways, get back to the point.
And DACA recipients now to become police officers.
Now, you heard him right. He said documented, not undocumented. How many of you out there think the folks that are coming across are slowly getting documented? Because there again, I think that they have court dates. I think that they have cell phones. I think that they're checked in at some fancy hotel, like a lot of them are. Pretty sure any of the Chinese nationals coming across are going to come across right without a background.
You want to ask Michigan about that one, friends. The Chinese nationals coming in there to operate corporations. These are an underbelly. Pay attention to the underbelly of what's going on, friends, because we can go a lot further, but I'm just going to hold off on national radio here, friends. There is a national underbelly going on in militant fashion.
Ground. I think I can see where a lot of people's concerns are. Maybe it's just that they need a lot of extra help because, you know, our medical staff, our police force is way down because a lot of them left their jobs because they didn't want to get the old pokey pokey. And I bet a lot of people would agree these folks would probably work for less.
Staffing fell to its lowest levels last year, forcing the department to lower some of its hiring standards, like waiving 60 hours of college credit, offering online
testing. Okay, so what you've seen, friends, is you've seen federal and state government attack our medical industry for not going along with the experimental jab. You've seen a lot of people that took it. They're now dead. They have occupancy concerning their employment. You'll hear politicians say that. And it goes on and on. A lot of people quit because they weren't going to go along with the federal government. So let me ask you something. Who forced them out of the position that they were in because they wouldn't take the experimental jab? The federal government and state governments. And who's trying to implement or put in the place of those that did not go along with federal and state governments? Who's trying to put them in place and incumbent positions in government today? The medical industry, folks. The military. The police force. The list goes on. Who is? The government is. And who do they want to replace Americans with? Illegals. Do you see this? This is judgment. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Also, verse 63, because the Lord said clearly, as I rejoiced over you to do you good, I'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. Why? Because you fail to keep his commandments. Americans, you need to repent. Well, you still have the time. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Love you by what we do. Go over to Sons of Liberty Media.com. Check out our schedule. Also, consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You keep us out there, and we are a busy little ministry, folks. See ya.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.